at some point in your life, and if you would just take a minute to be radically honest, you know exactly when it was. You became a person you did not fully choose. And it wasn't, I'm not talking about some crazy dramatic way or some catastrophic event catapulted you, though that's possible for some of you. Just it's I'm talking about that very slow accumulating, it's actually ordinary way that people become who they are. The identity got shaped by the environment. Then the personality got calibrated to what was rewarded. The version of yourself that got the approval, the safety, the belonging, that version became the one you kept showing up to and up as. Over time, you stopped thinking of it as a version and you just called this you. And somewhere, maybe it's those little quiet moments of clarity, honest moments. Maybe it's the 2 a.m. version of yourself that can't sleep and is tired of the performance. Somewhere, you know that the you have become is not entirely the you that you were supposed to be. You know deep down that the full version of who you are, the unedited, uncalibrated, built for your specific God-given calling, that version of you is somewhere underneath the version that you've been performing. And that part of you is waiting. And reinvention, that's what I want to talk about. It's not a crisis. It is a choice. It is a very, it's courageous. Nobody's going to do this for you. So it's your choice to stop building the life that was acceptable and start building the one that is actual, to become someone that your old life does not recognize. And not because your old life was wrong, some of it was right, some of it was necessary, all of it is material, all of it's data, right? But because the person you're becoming has outgrown the container that the old life provided. And a person who has outgrown their container has two options, and this is it. It's going to be to stay compressed or to expand. So I want this episode to really focus on that expansion. You guys, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. I am Brandon Lynette, your voice authority podcast coach. Basically, your message, and I want to say something before we get all into this. If you are in the middle of a reinvention right now, if you are feeling that disorienting old version is over, new one is not yet visible, that middle season, this episode is for you. I don't want that cleaned up version of you who's arrived somewhere. You're not going to get shit from this episode, but there is a version of a listener out there of you that is in the middle of becoming. That version is not a lesser version. That version is the most important version because becoming is where everything that matters actually happens. Today is brought to you by Super Patch. I know I did not just put them away, you guys. What the hell is wrong with my brain? Okay. I put them on and I deliberately was like, I'm going to leave these out today so I could show you guys for anybody watching the video. I'm talking about Liberty today because reinvention, right, requires a specific kind of physical and neurological freedom, the freedom to move in a direction your body's not been trained to move in. And this is something I literally just patched my husband with Liberty this morning. And it's something that you should be wearing every single day for balance, mobility. It brings him back to the homeostasis. He has a little pinched nerve in his back. I popped the pain patch on there as well. But what this Liberty does is helps the pain patch work faster. It is wild. It's also science. But I mean, even thinking about this in the context of the episode, when the body is supported, when it's moving with ease rather than compensating for what's not working, the confidence of that ease bleeds into everything. And Liberty is what I think about when I think about stepping into a new version on the physical side of things. The body that moves freely, the brain that is not bracing for impact, the person who is not compensating for an old injury they've been managing for years. These patches are drug-free. Vibrotactile technology, telling your nervous system it's safe to move into the unfamiliar. You guys know I have the link in the show notes. This is my FU to Big Pharma. Actually, the brain behind the product is an FU to Big Pharma as well. And they've offered him billions of dollars for a buyout. He refuses every single time. I just think it's beautiful because they would taint it, right? Now, reinvention, the permission you've been waiting for. That was never going to come from anyone but you. Your brain is not the same brain it was 5 years ago. And I'm not speaking metaphorically, I'm saying literally, the neural architecture has changed. New pathways have been built through your new experiences. Old ones have strengthened through repetition or maybe even weakened through that disuse. The version of you that exists today is a neurologically distinct entity from the version that existed half a decade ago. And it's separate from the version that will exist half a decade from now. You are not a fixed thing. You are a process, and the process is always, whether you are directing it or not, producing someone. Neuroplasticity. I cannot get enough of it, and it is the entire permission structure, neuroplasticity, really. The brain's capacity to change in response to new input is not limited by age. Research is unambiguous on this. Neuroplasticity continues throughout your entire lifespan. They didn't think that used to be true. It's been proven wrong. The brain you have at 40 is capable of building new neural architecture the same way that the brain you had when you were 20 was able to do. The process is a little slightly different. The timeline is a little bit longer, but the capacity is intact. You are not stuck with who you have been, and you have everything in your brain. We were equipped. God gave us the hardware to support the upgrade. What does not happen automatically is the direction. The brain changes in response to what it's given. If you continue to feed your brain the same inputs by putting it in the same environments and the same relationships, the same media, the same self-concept, the same daily habits, the same story about who you are and what is possible, it's going to build the same architecture. Deeper grooves in the very same channels, more efficient versions of the same response, a more refined version of the existing self rather than the emerging one. Reinvention is the deliberate redirection of that process. It is that intentional introduction of the new input, which means new environments, new relationships, new challenges, new information, new ways of being as to how show up. That it gives the brain the material to build new architecture. It's not a personality transplant. You do not stop being yourself. You become more of you. But this time it's a very specific, uncompressed version that the old inputs were just too small to produce. The new architecture cannot be built while the old one is still running at full speed, though. You cannot become someone new while living entirely in the context that produced the old version. The environment shapes the brain, and if the environment stays the same, the brain stays the same, which means at some point, not all at once. Not by burning everything down, but at some point, something in the environment has to change. Something in the inputs has to be new enough to give the brain new material to work with. And that's not destruction, that's just the renovation. And renovation requires, at minimum, you being able to look at the walls. What is actually holding you back? What are the walls you have built up in there that are so resistant to the change? And it is not the fear of failure. I'll be clear about this because the personal development world has been telling you it is fear of failure for decades. And it hasn't helped you because that is not what's actually running. It is the fear of becoming unrecognizable. To the people who know you, to the community that has built its understanding of you around the version you've already been, or unrecognizable to the family that has certain expectations of who you are, what you do, or how you show up that are based on 20 or 30 or 40 years of data that the new version is going to contradict. Even yourself, becoming unrecognizable to yourself because the you who exists right now has a whole internal model of who you are and what you're capable of and what kind of person does what you're trying to do. And the new version does not fit that model. And the brain finds the gap, right? It's always finding the gap between the current self-concept and the emerging one. It finds it profoundly uncomfortable. That discomfort is not a signal to stop. It's a signal that the becoming is real. The brain does not produce that friction when nothing is changing. Okay, I want to make that clear. If you're feeling that friction, it's producing it specifically when the identity architecture is being renovated, when the self-concept is being updated, or when that gap between who you were and who you are becoming is wide enough to feel. And feeling it does not mean the becoming is wrong. It means the becoming is happening. And this is where people fucking stop, right there in the friction. They feel the discomfort of becoming unrecognizable and they interpret it as evidence that they're going in the wrong direction. They back up. They recalibrate back towards the familiar. Maybe they find a version of the new thing that is just small enough to not produce the friction, or even just maybe safe enough to not threaten the old identity. And they do that version instead of the full version. And then these people are wondering why the half version doesn't present the full result. You guys, the friction, the discomfort, that is not a warning. That is the work. And the people around you who are uncomfortable with your reinvention are not evidence that you're wrong. They are evidence that you are real, that the change is visible, that the person you're becoming is distinct enough from the person you were, that the people who knew even the old version, they can see the difference. That is not a problem. That's literally your proof of concept for the entire project. Your childhood friends who do not get it, your family members who keep waiting for you to come back to the version of yourself they recognize. Maybe it's colleagues who reference the old you in ways that they feel like they're trying to anchor you to share you. They've already left. They're not your enemy, they're just behind. They are behind on the update, and you don't need their permission. You do not need their approval to actually install it. And the shit that's built around your current version have a financial and social interest in you staying the way you are in the safe space. Your workplace benefits from the version of you that's experienced, predictable, reliable, and not asking for more than your current role provides. The moment you start becoming someone whose capacity exceeds the container gets uncomfortable. The institution that trained you and promoted you and depends on your performance is not enthusiastic about the version of you that has outgrown that institution. They don't say it. They say things like, this is a great opportunity for growth right where you are, and we value your contributions to the team. What they mean is, please stay the same because your sameness is what we planned for. The social media algorithm, y'all, it's actively suppressing reinvention content. And not because anyone sat in a meeting and decided to suppress it, but because the algorithm will promote what gets engagement. Reinvention content is polarizing. Some people are inspired by it, and some people are threatened by it. And the threatened response is louder. It's absolutely more activating. And what does that mean? And that means it's more profitable to surface. The content that keeps people comfortable in their current identity, it just performs better analytically. And the content that challenges them to leave it always. And the platform is optimized for performance. Your reinvention is not good for anybody's business model but your own. Big Pharma has an entire product line for that very specific anxiety that accompanies the identity transition, that in-between space, the space between the old version and the new one, where nothing is fully established and the support structures of the old self are no longer fitting, and the support structures of the new ones, they're just not yet built. It's a lonely place. And so that space is reducing a very, very uncomfortable anxiety. And the industry that profits from your anxiety has no interest in telling you that the anxiety is temporary and productive, and it's the sign of the becoming that's worth sitting in. They're not going to tell you that. They have an interest in making the anxiety feel chronic and treatable so they could sell you the treatment for the rest of your life. The anxiety of reinvention is not a disorder. It is the cost of doing something real. And the people who have come out the other side of a genuine reinvention will tell you that the anxiety in the middle was proportional to the significance of the change. Big change produces big friction. Is that fucking clear? And that big friction produces significant discomfort. And the specific discomfort of becoming someone your old life does not recognize is the price of a life your old life could not have ever and will not ever produce. Pay it. It's worth it. Every fucking time. Ask yourself what happens if I don't. Y'all know I was a woo coach before I stepped into this new coaching era, okay? I think the reinvention piece, when I talked about that conversation with you guys, I think it gets undertold. The shame piece got a full moment in that episode. The leaving the wrong room got its full moment, but the actual experience of me reinventing into something entirely different from what I built my identity around, I want to give that the space. When God pulled me out of the woo bullshit, I did not immediately know what I was walking into. I knew what I was leaving, that identity that I had built, the network, the people, the framework, the practice, the community, the version of my work that had taken a lot of time and money and effort to develop, all of it over. It's not that it was just even failing, it was over. Intentionally just dismantled overnight. And the space that was left, you guys, was not immediately filled with the clear next thing. It was just space. And if you have never stood in the space between identities, I'll tell you what it's like. It is loud, and it's not loud because things are happening, not that kind of loud, because not shit's happening. Nothing's fucking happening. It's loud because the absence of the old structure creates a silence that the brain fills with every doubt and every fear. And who are you without this thought that comes available? The devil gets loud. It's a disorientation of a person who has taken off the costume. I ripped everything off, and I'm standing there before the new one arrives. I had no idea. I just had to wonder whether this was ever me all along, and if what's coming is ever going to be me. And it wasn't. It's not. The costume was never the person. The person was what had been underneath it the whole time. I was underneath all of that, and I never had to put on another one. It was just all compressed into the shape. I was compressed into the shape of what this looked like, the costume in this box, in this container. And I'm waiting for the space that the dismantling created. But in the moment of dismantling, you don't get to see that yet. You just feel the costume is gone and the space is loud. And the question of who you are without it is very much unanswered. I spent so much time in that space, more than I wanted to and less than it felt like. And what came through it with clarity. And it's something I feel like only comes when the noise of that old identity is gone, was my actual calling. And when I say it took time, took time and it was lonely and it was frustrating. And I was fighting myself because I should have been doing something. What was my next move? I couldn't work with people again. So I end up bartending for a while because I lost that belief in myself. There was no like new version of what I'd been doing. That couldn't happen. I had to be something completely different, something that used the same capacity. Like, how can I use my obsession with the brain, right? Like that brain science. I love coaching people. I have an ability to see what is in someone, and I have the ability to call it forward. I had to find a different direction with different framework, with the authority of someone who'd been in the wrong room and found the right one and could tell the difference now in a way that was embodied and not just in my head. Podcast coaching for me, it did not come before the Reiki. It came because of it. The dismantling was not the detour, it was the preparation. And the version of me that's doing the work now, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I know what my message is. I could not exist without the version that had to be dismantled first. In fact, it keeps me humbled and it keeps me more focused and more passionate for my clients, for you guys, for serving you in this space. And now, because I'm aligning myself with Christ and like he's the model. He's the model. There is no question anymore. The doubt that the devil plants is gone. And I just want you guys to understand that in that space, I see you because it fucking sucks. It sucks. But who would I be had I not sat in that space and came out over here? The old version of me is not wasted. In fact, any life experience I've ever been through, I'll never fucking waste it. And that's my frustration and why I get so passionate and so worked up with you guys, because don't waste it. The hurt, the pain, the frustration, the loneliness, the emptiness, the rebuilding, the grit, the determination, the potential, your message, don't fucking waste it. Old versions, you guys, that's material. That's data. And the reinvention is not starting over. I did not have to start over. I know how the fuck to sit across from people and have a conversation. I know how to coach people. It started from everything I'd already built in the right direction with permission of someone who's done the expensive work of knowing what wrong feels like. And now I can choose different. That is not just some little small detail of this fucking episode. That is the whole thing. I talked to a mom the other day, corporate career, 18 years, director level. And I mean, the resume is a fucking fire. Okay. Like full success story, full expression, from the inside. Okay. She's very honest about this from the conversation. Felt like someone else's life, just a fake. She was a fake character. And she realized that the character she was playing and who she was at her core wasn't the same. And she has this message, and it's needed, built from the 18 years of watching organizations do to people exactly what had been done to her, compress them into roles that use 20% of their capacity and call it a career. And she wanted to build something around the message for years, not a side hustle, but the actual thing, the full, this is what I'm here to do thing. And she'd been doing the corporate character instead. And when I talked to her, the first thing that, she kind of expressed is, I do not know who I am outside of the job. And the second thing is, I think that's exactly why I need to find out. That right there. There's an awareness that the not knowing is not a reason to stay, but a reason to go. That person who has been compressed into the role for 18 years is not gone. They are just waiting for the space that the leaving will create. And the leaving does not have to be that big life-changing dramatic moment. It does not have to be a resignation letter and a clean break and a burning of the boats, right? You guys, it could be a beginning. It can be a parallel track. It could be a first episode, a first true sentence said out loud to a person that needs to hear it. And I said it. I'm like, build the fucking show. Build the podcast. She just recorded her first episode recently, and there is an aliveness to her now. She's got that authority of someone who is not performing anymore. And I know we can all see through that bullshit of someone who is just curating a life. It cannot be manufactured. When you step into your calling, there is a physical change that happens. There is a mental change. Your face changes. Your voice changes. You light up. You cannot fake that shit. Her power came from the permission structure of the reinvention, from the decision to stop being the character and start being the person. And right away, I knew that she had this power for the show. And you guys, I mean, I tell people how to start a podcast and it doesn't cost you a dime. I tell you the things I did. I post it on my page. I keep it in a group. All I did was tell her X, Y, Z. Put X, Y, to Z together. You're going to do the thing. She messages me to say, I fucking did it. I did it. And I did not know that my voice sounded like that because I had been sounding like someone else this whole time. Bitch, your voice sounds like that too. You've just been using the wrong one. And reinvention, like this is going to show up in your life as a series of small choices that accumulate into a direction. She didn't go burn her shit down. She still has the job. She's taking a different approach, right? So I'm not saying go quit your fucking job. Like, take a different approach. Reinvention gives you the choice to say the true thing in the conversation where you would normally just say that prepared, bullshit, cheesy, what's the word? Managed thing. Okay. The rehearsed bullshit, regurgitated bullshit. Reinvention is the choice to invest an hour in the new work instead of the comfortable work. Or it gives you that choice to be in a room with people who are building towards the version of yourself you're becoming instead of exclusively in rooms with people who know only the version you're leaving. Because they're going to be like, the lobsters in the pot. You've seen how they crawl, they pull each other down to get out. That's what people will do when you start to change. But this reinvention shows up in what you consume too. The media that you're taking in, your algorithm, baby, the conversations that you have or the content you engage with, all of it, you guys, it's either feeding the old architecture or it's building the new one. And the brain doesn't distinguish between intentional and ambient input, okay? Both will shape that architecture equally, which means this bullshit passive consumption of environments that confirm the old identity is doing active work against your reinvention. The people you spend the most time with, the content you put in your ears, the conversations you have at the end of the day, all of that shit is material. All of it is data, and all of it is either expanding the container or keeping it the size it was. Reinvention comes with that permission you can give yourself. It comes in the precision, the permission that you keep not giving yourself. There's this unconscious refusal to fully claim the new identity before it is externally confirmed. The way you describe yourself, that keeps the old frame in it. The way you present the work that hedges the new direction. Or maybe the way you talk about what you're building that leaves room for the old version to come back in case the new one does not work out. That hedging is not humility. It's the failure to commit to the reinvention with the full weight of your intention. And a reinvention without that full commitment produces a half-ass reinvention job, which is way more uncomfortable than any position available because it's too far from the old one to go back and not far enough in the new to feel solid. So you are in this gap indefinitely and you will feel worse than either fucking side. So I'm telling you, commit fully and not a bitch, do not be waiting for confirmation. You have to do this before it's confirmed. The commitment is what makes the confirmation possible. If this episode right now is naming the season that you're in, that space between the old version and the new one, the reinvention that's real but not yet visible, the becoming. You're becoming, babe. That is happening, whether or not the external world has caught up to it. I want you to share this with someone else who is in the same space. They need the words. They need to know that what they are in is not a crisis. It is just becoming. Help me get this show out to someone who really needs it. Y'all, nobody is going to give you permission to become someone your old life doesn't recognize. I need you to understand that fully before you keep waiting for it. I don't want you wasting time, okay? The last people that are going to sign off on your reinvention, that's going to be your family. They love the version they know, okay? It keeps them safe. Change is contagious and it puts pressure on people very quietly. It's a very quiet pressure to question themselves. And bitch, if people don't want to look in the mirror, they don't want to look in the mirror. So do not count on your family. They love the version they know. The new version is unknown. Unknown quantities are uncomfortable for people who care about you because they cannot predict whether the unknown version is going to be okay either. They're sometimes the people that you love, their resistance can be love, but they don't have the mental capacity to hold you out, okay? Their nervous systems are going to do what their nervous systems do when the familiar changes. So you can honor their love and still choose the becoming, or separate yourself entirely and know that you can fucking do this. Your community, when it comes to reinvention, come on. The community that knew you as the old version has built its understanding of you around that version. The reinvention, you're disrupting the understanding. And communities, much like the people in our lives, find disruption uncomfortable. The ones who are right for the new version, they will follow. I lost so many people. I'm still losing people. The ones who are right, only right for the old version, will leave. And both of those outcomes are very correct. Neither of them will be a reason, nor will I allow you to use these as an excuse to compress yourself back into that fucking container. You are not the genie in a bottle. The algorithm, are you kidding me? The algorithm is not going to reward the new version of you with that immediate validation. There's no way. The new content, the new message, the new direction is going to take time for the platform to figure out who you are and who needs it and how to surface it. That lag is not feedback. It is logistics. So please keep building. The platform catches up to the real thing eventually. It will get there. The only permission available to you is your permission. And it's available to you now, not after the external confirmation, not after the community adjusts, not after the algorithm figures its shit out. Right now, the permission to become is yours. It's yours to issue and yours alone. And every day that you wait for someone else to issue it is the day that becoming is on hold for no reason except for the bullshit you have not decided yet. So I'm going to say this very kindly, get the fuck over yourself and just decide today. Isaiah 43:19, I'm doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? That is a question. And it is pointed in a way that the translation sometimes softens. Do you not perceive it? Not. The new thing is coming. Stay tuned. Not the new thing will be available when you're ready. You guys, the new thing is already in motion. The question is whether you are paying enough attention to perceive it. God does not wait for the old version to fully end before he starts the new one. The new thing begins in the middle of the old one, while the old identity is still running, while the old environment is still present all around you, while the old version of you is still the one most people in your life are interacting with. The new thing is already happening in the pull that you're feeling towards a direction that is not yet fully formed. It's calling you in the discomfort that tells you that the container is too small. It's calling you in that clarity that comes in the quiet moments when the performance is off and the real version of you shows up without being invited. Do you not perceive it? Jesus did not announce his reinvention to the people of Nazareth and ask for their blessing before he began his ministry. Did he wait for permission? No, he began the ministry. And when he came back to Nazareth, to the people who knew him as the carpenter's son, who had the full 18-year history of the old version, they could not receive him. And it's not because he changed in a way that was wrong. It's because he had changed in a way that was real. And real change makes the people who know the old version uncomfortable in a way that is their issue. That is their fucking problem. It is not yours. Is this not the carpenter's son? Yeah, it is. And it is also the son of God. Both things are true. The old version didn't disappear. It was contained in the new one. The skills of the carpenter, the precision, the craftsmanship, the ability to take raw material and build it into something that holds, those informed. He has been creating. Those informed the ministry. The old version was preparation for the new one, not a detour, not a wasted chapter. It is preparation. Your old version is preparation. I'm yelling again. Jeez Louise. Every role you played, every environment you navigated, every skill you built in the container that was too small, all of that is material for the version that's coming. The new thing does not erase the old one, it uses it, every last bit of it. Do you not perceive it? It is already in motion. The question is whether you're going to meet it or keep waiting for someone else to introduce you to it. Today, I want you to write the one sentence description of the person you're becoming. Not the person you are, not the person you've been, the person who is emerging. Present tense, first person, without hedging, without the qualifier that keeps the old version's feelings considered, just the new version. Describe directly. I am the person who blank. Write it, say it out loud, let your brain hear it in your own voice because the brain updates faster from its own voice than from any other source. That is the first brick in our new little architecture. Okay? Then identity is coming. I want you to seek out one environment you're going to add in your life in the next 30 days that feeds the new version and does not exist in your current regular rotation. It's got to be new. A room with people who are further along on the track you're building toward. A conversation with someone who's already living a version of the life where the new version of you is the expected one, not the surprising one. One new environment. I want you to give it 30 days. Your brain needs the input. Give it somewhere new to be shaped. And I know it's silly. I've done this. I know the role I'm stepping into the past few months. I have this incredible goal for this whole year of serving this community and giving my all. And I knew I had to be in different rooms. I've outgrown everywhere I've been. So I actually, you guys, I joined this really awesome book club with this incredible team of people that I met through interviews on my podcast show. It's a trio that I absolutely adore, and I have locked in on the shit that they're doing because they are literally, they even call themselves next level. It spoke to me. God put it right in front of me. Hey, next level, get in here. Went to an incredible event with them, got into a room with these people. I'm in a room with them every Saturday. And I love them because they invite me to a lot more than that. And I'm also in the season of like everything. But I'm giving myself that space to learn to expand as old things die off. And if your brain, the identity transition. Okay. If your brain is feeling that at full volume, where that becoming is yes, it's so loud and it's uncomfortable and it's lonely. And there is that huge gap between old and new. It's physically present in your body because that's what happens when your brain is neurospicy. Build the daily anchor that holds the new identity in place before the external world confirms it. There is, find the morning practice that belongs to the new version. What does the new version of you do in the mornings every single day consistently that you know s serves the you? And it's little habits. It's little habits for me, like the meal prep. Like eating the same thing every single day. What is the thing? That first act of the day, it needs to be the thing that says to your nervous system, this is who the fuck we are. And you bring it consistently and daily before the world weighs in, because the world is going to weigh in, and your old version is going to be like, ooh, the world is weighing in because they're in with the old version for a while. And it's that temptation, right? The devil in your ear. And the anchor. You sticking to a morning anchor, that's going to be the thing that keeps you from being pulled back before the new one has enough weight to hold. Okay? Anchor. Anchor the good stuff, the who am I going to be stuff. Another conversation I had, I know you guys, I do like six or seven interviews every single day. Listen to me. I spoke to someone recently, whose story I so many people, I can't stop thinking about this story. Okay, we're just gonna go for it. She's 17 years spent being the person for her family that they needed her to be, and I just realized in my personal life, there's also someone that is currently doing this. She's been the mom to her mom for a very long time. And she's put her life on hold. That's another conversation. It just came to my brain. Anyway, she, whatever. She's the person that her family needed her to be. And it wasn't like some, she genuinely chose this, okay? Like she chose this, genuinely loved the people that she's doing it for. So I want to make that very clear. But she's 42 years old and she looks up from the life she builds for everyone else and she realizes she never fully built the one that was hers. The message she had, the voice she had, the specific hard-won wisdom of a woman who had shown up for everyone and was now ready to show up for the people who needed what she specifically had. It was all there, untouched, waiting. And she was afraid to start because she did not know how the people in her life would respond to the version of her that they had never seen. The one who had needs of her own. The version of her who had something to say that was not in the services of someone else's agenda. The one who stood up in the middle of the familiar life and said, I'm becoming someone you haven't met yet, and I need you to let me. The people in your life who love you, the real ones, you guys, the ones who are actually for you and not just for the version of you that serves their comfort. Okay. And sometimes, yes, unfortunately, family, blah, but. The real people, the people that love you, those people are going to be okay with the reinvention. They might be surprised. They may not know exactly what to say, but you can't take their words personal. They might need time. But love that cannot survive your growth was never the unconditional kind. And the people who cannot love a new version were not fully loving the old one either. Do you hear me? They were loving what you were doing for them. And that's a whole different fucking story. And she's doing the thing. She's using her voice, her adult daughter, who had known the old version for her entire life, supported her. Mom, I did not know you had that in you. Yeah, well, Mom always knew. But she didn't trust it either. The people who love you are waiting to hear you say it out loud. The full version, the real one, the one you've been keeping managed and compressed and appropriately sized for the container of the life you've been living. You know, they say goldfish will grow to the size of their container. Humans do the same thing. Staying in a small space stunts your fucking growth. Get out of that container. It is too fucking small, and it's been small for a very long time. The person you're becoming, that you are called to be, the built for the calling version of you with everything you've been through, doesn't fit in this shit anymore. And you fucking known it. I love you, but you have known it for longer than I will make you admit. Stop compressing yourself into something that no longer fits. The becoming is in motion. Do you not perceive it? Do the damn things. Get into the work. Get into the podcast. Get into the full unhedged, nobody's going to give you permission, so you might as well fucking give it to yourself version of the life you're supposed to be living. I love taking people who are standing in that space between the old version and the new one, between the container and the expansion, between the becoming and the built. And I love to build the thing that's going to carry their message into the new version, into the world. That is what I fucking do. And it lights me up. And the people who needed the new version of you, bitch, they have been waiting for so fucking long. Why are you going to keep them waiting any longer? Come work with me. The new version of you has a fucking message. Let's build it and then put it on a platform that's going to deliver it.